أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه وما يعمر من معمر ولا ينقص من عمره إلا في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. وما يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج ومن كل تأكلون لحما طريا وتستخرجون حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مواخر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من قطمير. And Allah Ta'ala created you from dust, then from a drop, then He made you into pairs, and no female conceives, nor does she deliver her load, but by His knowledge. And no person gains life, nor any portion of his life is cut off. But all this is recorded in a book. And all this is simple and easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith speaks about barakat in life, extension to life. In the Sahih Sharif, it is reported by Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, one who wishes for extension and barakat in life, then let him be good to his family and relatives. Obviously, to the degree of the relationship, one needs to maintain, show respect, his parents, his brethren, and thereafter his uncles, his cousins, immediate and extended families, to show respect. And to the extent of the relationship is not just an option, rather it's a compulsion and obligation. So the one that wants and seeks and looks forward to an extension in life and barakat in his sustenance and provisions, then let him be good to his relatives. Ibn Abi Hatim rahmatullah alayhi, he says, the Sahaba Kiram, when they heard this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they inquired, but everything is predestined. Life and death have been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't get any extension in that regards. No person is delayed from his appointed time, nor is he advanced from the appointed time. Then when we talk about an extension and barakat in life, then what does it refer to? So the Sahaba Ikram had referred this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that man dies at the appointed time. There is no extension after the appointed time. But when the hadith in the Quran speaks about extension and barakat, what it refers to is Allah Ta'ala will bless the person with righteous children. So he may be dead and gone, but the accounts of his righteousness will continue. The du'as and the goodness that he has taught and passed on to his children, both physical and spiritual children, they will continue. And this is the very meaning of life, that you've got some limited time to accumulate rewards. So this will continue, this account of yours will continue, even if you have passed on. This is what is meant, extension and barakat in time. Inna dhalika ala Allah yaseer. And all this is quite simple and easy for Allah Ta'ala. Both the bodies of flowing water are not alike, you see it for yourselves. The one is sweet, palatable, pleasant to drink, and the other is salty and bitter. And from each one you eat fresh and tender meat, and you extract ornaments that you wear. And you will see the ship therein plowing and cutting through the waves, that you may seek from his sustenance, from his grace, and that you may be thankful and show gratitude. Isn't it a miracle playing before our eyes, both the masses of water, and both have life, and you see heavy, heavy loads, weighty ships, tons and tons, they're plowing and cutting through the water with ease, all by his grace, and that you may show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He merges the night into the day, and merges the day into the night, and subjects the sun and the moon, he subjects it to his law. Obviously, the sun and the moon have laws to follow. And each one of them runs a cause for a term that is stipulated. So they don't run forever, nor are they forever, and nothing in this entire universe was ever forever and or will be forever. Everything has a beginning point, and everything has to end up. So the sun and the moon are no exception to this law. They run a cause for a time that is stipulated. Obviously, Allah Ta'ala has subjected them for our service and our use, the source of energy and light, source of heat, and to mark the seasons, etc. So these are the functions of the sun and the moon. Yet all of them, they run a cause for a stipulated time. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. Such is Allah, your Rabb. To him belongs all kingdom. Supreme control is his. And those whom you invoke besides him, they don't have the least power. If you do invoke them, they will not listen to your call. And if they were to listen, then they aren't in a position to answer your petitions and your requests. On the day of Qiyamah, they will reject this partnership of yours. Now you have taken up this fake and false gods. People, sometimes it's gods, you have all your trust and your reliance, all the different type of covers and systems, the different deities and false fake gods. Then these very things that you had placed your trust and confidence, on the day of Qiyamah, they will reject all this partnership of yours, and none can inform you like the one that is all and fully acquainted. He knows all, everything, nothing escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is there anybody that can inform you like how he can inform you? May Allah give us tawfiq.